This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Less than a week after Hurricane Ida ravaged the U.S. Gulf Coast, President Joe Biden was in Louisiana Friday to get an up-close view of the damage and offer assistance from the federal government. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat, greeted the president at the airport. Several Republicans, including Senator Bill Cassidy and Representative Steve Scalise, the House Republican whip, were also on hand. Speaking to local leaders at the St. John Parish Emergency Operations Center in Louisiana, Biden said the federal government will help everyone who needs it.
There's nothing political about this. It's just simply about saving lives and getting people back up and running. And we're in this together. And so we're not going to leave any community behind, rural, any coastal inland.
Ida was the fifth most powerful storm to strike the United States when it hit Louisiana Sunday, with maximum winds of 240 kilometers per hour, likely causing tens of billions of dollars in flood, wind, and other damage, including to the electrical grid. Police went door to door in search of more possible victims and drew up lists of the missing as the death toll continued to rise Friday in the catastrophic flooding set off across the Northeast by the remnants of Hurricane Ida. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says two more state residents died as a result of Ida, pushing his state's total to 25.
Overwhelmingly, folks lost, if not entirely, to flooding. No fatalities, thank God, related to any of the tornadoes that touched down in South Jersey.
More than 3 days after the hurricane blew ashore in Louisiana, the storm's rainy remnants hit the Northeast with surprising fury Wednesday and Thursday, submerging cars, swamping subway stations and basement apartments, and drowning scores of people in five states. This is VOA News. One of the more visible figures from January's riot at the U.S. Capitol has pleaded guilty to a felony. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
You may remember Jacob Chansley. He was the much-photographed shirtless man wearing face paint and a furry hat with horns. He was among the first rioters to stream into the Capitol, rallying up the crowd with a bullhorn. The Arizona man called himself a QAnon shaman, though his attorney says he's since repudiated the movement. He was seen in the Senate chamber with a flagpole topped with a spear, profanely referring to then-Vice President Mike Pence as a traitor. He was arrested nearly 8 months ago and has been jailed ever since. He entered his guilty plea after being found by a judge to be mentally competent. Prosecutors say sentencing guidelines suggest 41 to 51 months in prison. Chansley is among roughly 600 charged in the riot. 50 others have pleaded guilty, mostly to misdemeanors, only one to a felony. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former Roman Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was expelled from the priesthood for sexual abuse, appeared at an arraignment hearing in Dedham, Massachusetts, on charges he sexually assaulted a 16-year-old boy during a wedding reception nearly 50 years ago. AP correspondent Alana Durkin-Richer reports.
McCarrick's court appearance was short. He did not say anything during the appearance today. The court entered a not guilty plea on his behalf and set bail at $5,000, ordered him to stay away from the victim and have no contact with minors. They set another court appearance for October 28th. McCarrick's attorneys didn't have any comment today besides to say that they're looking forward to addressing the allegations in the courtroom.
That's AP's Alana Durkin-Richer. President Joe Biden says more needs to be done to keep the U.S. economy moving during the coronavirus pandemic. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The government says only 235,000 jobs were added last month.
Well, I know some wanted to see a larger number today, and so did I. What we've seen this year is a continued growth month after month in job creation.
Sam Stovall with CFRB Research says the lower than expected jobs number can be blamed on the coronavirus Delta variant.
Many people are worried and are therefore staying away from either jobs or outside activities, et cetera.
The president says Congress needs to take the next step and approve his economic agenda.
It's about investing in America's future, not about short-term stimulus. That's not what we're talking about. These are long-term prosperity we're talking about.
The sectors of the economy where hiring was weakest were mainly those that require face-to-face contact with the public. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.